I wonder what the world would be like if we had a little bit more front porch sitting. You know, having these conversations. Yeah.
That's Sheila Amir. I sat down with her one summer afternoon on the front porch of her office to talk about her upcoming book, The Bulls of Durham. It's a book about the history of the city I call home. Sheila is not originally from Durham, but joined the family a few years back.
The best I can describe it is like when old school TVs would go out and there was this horrible static noise, and I literally stepped foot in Durham and it stopped and I was home. I'm very open that I did not know what Durham was until I was standing in Durham, like literally, not figuratively. I'm from Wyoming. I was the ethnicity in my city growing up, so that was very jarring, and I don't think I knew what it was like to be surrounded by diversity and how much I appreciated it until I was here. And I came to visit one time, and a month later I moved here with what fit in my car, and I've been here ever since. So that seems to have gone well.
Sheila has been dedicated to the project, and the process has been both exciting and challenging for her.
So what I'm doing is, as I've researched Durham's history over the last 2 years and still finishing up those last few books, 29 was a lot to make it through, researching that, and you've got your online resources as well. I've interviewed over 110 individuals, and I'm not going to say that all of them are going to make it into the book, but they were important in the process in some means. So it's a fusion of looking at the history and how people are moving and shaping and building upon that legacy. There's been so many interviews that I'm just like, how am I even sitting here? You know, like, play it cool, Sheila, play it cool. You know, I can't play it cool, it's Phil Freelon. I can't play it cool, it's Failwind Jr. One that was, I'm still like, what just happened? Steve Shule, towards the beginning of the project, had me in his home, and I'm like, I could be a bad guy. And he just looked at me and goes, no. No. But he invited me into his home. Like, who does that? Durham does that.
She's heard some surprising things along the way, too.
You know, one individual who's a Durham native, and when we talk about the poverty problem, their perspective, you know, it's my fault for bringing expectations into the interview, but I expected more of like a compassionate response, and this is what we need to do as a community, and it was Durham needs to get to work. She felt that, you know, you have to go to the city to apply to wear those jackets to panhandle, then why aren't you at the same time asking for employment? And I was like, great questions. I've never been in either position, so I can't speak to that, but it you know, it was just that surprised me. I just didn't see it coming from that interviewee, and it wasn't harsh or hateful. It was just how they felt.
Gentrification is something I've been interested in since my first radio story, and it's something that is a growing problem in Durham. I was interested to see what Sheila had to say about it.
I think when we really look at what's happening, and in some cases we do need to call it by his name, some whitewashing's going on, and that's really unfortunate. You know, like, you, in order, there's conscious growth and there's gentrification is the way that I look at it, because gentrification to me is taking what's cool and what's dope about on the surface of a place and then just cleaning it up. And then what that does is it impacts everyone around you. With conscious growth, it's like, hey, this is cool. Let me go ask to be a part of this.
Durham is a city of resilience, and even though people doubted its growth, the city has a bright future ahead.
I think despite all of the hype and all of what's going on right now and the tension, like, that's a small part to all the good that's going on. Like, the city has rebuilt itself from a tobacco city to a medical mecca, to an educational mecca, to a music mecca. You know, we got the eats, we got the culture, we got all those things. Like, Durham is popping because of spirit and vibrancy that's always been here. It has finally been allowed to breathe and grow and shine, and I appreciate that.
Sheila's book is set to release April 10th, 2019, Durham's 100th anniversary, but it's available for pre-order on her website, thebullsofdurham.com. You can also follow her on Instagram at thebullsofdurham to keep up with what she's doing. For the Durham Voice, this is Emmanuel Johnson.
Chocolate. She's